Corb Lund is in the studio today. He's a singer-songwriter from Alberta, Canada. He's had 9 albums, 3 of which were certified gold. The latest, Things That Can't Be Undone. He's won a Juno Award, numerous Canadian Country Music Association Awards, a Canadian Folk Music Award, and others. And he's playing Cowboy Saloon tonight in Laramie. Doors are at 7. Thanks for being here, Corb.
More importantly, we play like Western kind of Western honky tonk music.
Yeah.
Like, hardly anybody writes Western music anymore, like with Western content.
Yeah.
Chancey Williams and me and Ned Ledoux and Ian Tyson, that's about it.
It's rare.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because George and Garth had a little bit of that on the radio back 20 years ago. They'd sing about rodeo or whatever, but it's pretty rare these days.
Well, let's roll into your first song. What are you thinking?
People always ask me what kind of music I play, and I don't want to say country. It's country, kind of, but it's not like radio country, so I tried all the labels and none of them fit, so I had to come up with my own. I call it agricultural tragic. Ag trage. So here's a prime example. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you cattle bound. You always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you tall? And on and on and on. You always have cows around. Well, come on, you know that you got too much time on your hands and not nearly enough complication in your plans. You need to embrace all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Well, everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you saddle down. May you always have cows around. What else is gonna get out when you don't close the gate? What else make you prematurely show your age? What else will take a run at you in a fit of bovine rage? May you always have cows around. What else is gonna make your pony puff and wheeze and make you calve him out at below 40 degrees? What else is gonna eat you right completely out of feed? May you always have cows around. Well, you'd never get to see your banker otherwise. You'd never get to fix no fence or hang no barbed wires or have some mangy neighbor bull breed the heifers that you prize. May you always have cows around. Well, everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you cattle bound. May you always have cows around. Well, there's Herbert, Highland, Simmental, West Black and Mean and Jukinin, a limousine, Shorthorn, Chalet, Watusi, two Texas, Longhorn, Corriente, Romagnola, Galloway, an Angus, Brahma, Brangus, Jersey, Guernsey, Holstein. Hey! Well, everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you saddle bound. May you always have cows around. May you always have cows around. Something like that.
That's Corb Lund live in the Wyoming Sounds studio here on this Thursday afternoon. So, Corb, you grew up on a ranch in Alberta, and you were telling me that your parents were both rodeo people. Yep. Can you tell me about starting to play music as you were growing up on a ranch?
Yeah, well, I grew up, my grandpa's both had ranches. My dad farmed, but I grew up on all those. And, yeah, I grew up around that and rodeo and stuff, and I did all that stuff when I was a kid. When I was about 15, I got into playing music, and at that time, I found all the cowboy stuff kind of boring because I'd grown up with it. So I was intrigued by rock and roll music. So I started a rock band, did that for about 8 years, and then started realizing I could play all the old Western Marty Robbins songs that I grew up with. And so I started writing Western songs, and then that took off, and here we are. And I think if I wouldn't have spent a few years in a strange kind of underground rock band, I think my writing wouldn't be the same. Because if I just started out writing Western music right away, it would just be more like straight ahead. But my stuff's kind of quirky, I guess. People tell me it is anyway. I think that comes from the indie rock scene where you're supposed to be as unique as you can. So you mix those two things together and you get me, I guess.
So, yeah, can you tell me a little bit about your songwriting process? How does it go?
I don't know. I'm struggling with it at the moment. We have 8 records, 8 or 9. It's time to make a new one. It's been a couple of years, so we've been touring our butts off. This is like the last week of an 8 week tour, so I'm kind of frazzled. But yeah, the main goal when I get home is to finish some songs for a record. So I don't know. Usually, what happens is I get just a fragment, like a line or two, that's catchy, that's kind of thematic, and then I just kind of build it from there. And I don't usually write a song in a day. Usually I have about 10 or 15 or 20 on the go, and I just slowly polish and smooth each one. It usually takes me months or sometimes years to write them. Not always, but often. I've got hundreds of chunks right now. So basically the job when I go home is to just go through all, because when I'm on the road or whatever, I'll get an idea and just kind of put it together. I just did actually before I put a little piece down that I thought of before we went to Arab. And then I go home and compile all that stuff and then screw with it until I can get some stuff out of it that I like. But it's a constant, you'd think, it's not like, you know, plumbing or fencing or something, where once you know how to do it, you can pretty much do it. Like, art is different because you never really truly learn how to do it. Because if you think you do, then it's no longer any good, I think. Because I think part of the struggle and the psychological hell that you go through doing it is part of the process. I think people who think, okay, I can do this now and don't worry about it anymore, that's when their stuff starts to kind of get lame, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So it's always a bit of a struggle.
So this is Corb Lund live in our Wyoming Sound Studio. He's playing the Cowboy Saloon tonight in Laramie. Corb, let's hear your next song.
Okay, this is a brand new one. This is another agricultural tragedy. It's a duet that I wrote with my friend Jada between a man and a woman, and it's for all the horse ladies' husbands. It goes like this. I have to sing both parts. I'll let you know. Folks think you're rich when they see you have horses. Well, that might be true if my income sources were eating up every month on the boardage for all of our four-legged friends. My accountant says that my funds are depleted, but I keep my wealth right where I can see it, in pastures and barns and in show arenas, and because of the money she spends. Well, horse, poor, I sell one, she buys two more. The luxuries we could afford if we was rich and not horse poor. Here's the ladies' part. It's the female part of the duet. He must have forgot the show where he met me. He said the way I sat my saddle was sexy. Said a cowgirl like me was worth every penny. Better start making sense, my dear. You can build me a barn and it better be heated, with a whole lot of stalls and hire some kid to clean it. Buy me a stud and smile when you feed it, cause we're just getting started round here. We're horse poor, I sell once you buy us three more. The luxuries we could afford if we was rich and not horse poor. By the power that's vested in me by the ponies, you should be saddled in this matrimony. I now pronounce you man, wife, and horses. You may kiss all your money goodbye. Horse poor, I sell one, two, buys four more. Luxuries we could afford if we was rich and not horse poor. Horse poor, I sell one, two, buys five more. Luxuries we could afford if we was rich and not horse poor. I got a video all worked out for
you. That's Corb Lund live in the Wyoming Sound Studio.
We're going to play that with the Cowboy tonight for sure.
Absolutely.
I love that. So we played there a few times. It's great.
Yeah. So Corb is live tonight at the Cowboy Saloon in Laramie. So
I have a question.
Yes.
Are the American rules here at a nonprofit that you can't actually tell somebody to go to the show? You can tell them about the show, but you can't tell them to go. Is that how it works?
Yes.
That is correct.
So I can't say come to the show, but I'm playing.
So a lot of your songs tell stories, And I just wondered if we could talk a little bit about storytelling and what it means to you. So, I mean, when you were growing up, was storytelling a big part of your family?
Well, more story songs. Like, my family isn't musical at all. But, you know, Mark Robbins and Johnny Horton and Jerry Reed and Jim Reeves and all those guys told stories. Kenny Rogers. I loved all the story songs more than the sappy love songs. I always liked the story songs. And my grandpas were both ranchers, and they used to sing old cowboy songs like Little Joe the Wrangler and When the Work's All Done This Fall and Strawberry Roan that are old cowboy story ballads. And they can sing. That's from an era when music was a sort of a personal entertainment rather than a career. But that was the first stuff I heard from them. Those are story songs. And then, yeah, and all those songs that when I was a kid from Marty and Johnny Horton and Marty Robbins especially were big influences. So I write some songs that aren't literal story songs. Some of them are poetic, I guess, and unfocused, but a lot of my tunes are story kind of songs. And there's usually a weird twist at the end. I sort of start with the twist and work backwards usually.
Well, do you have any storytelling songs that you would like to?
Here's one. I like this one. Kind of sad, but I like it. Well, I was born in this valley, on this ranch I was raised. I learned to lope, rope and dally, on the S, lazy H, where the roots of my people, they run deep on this place. I am sixth generation on the S, lazy H. When it came to the future, I never gave it a thought. If there were Bronx to be broken, endless steers to be caught. Well, my youth, it was carefree for the world. Was my play, and what I loved would always be there on the S, lazy H. I had one beloved sister, a few years younger than me. Before a soul cowboy had kissed her, she left for school in the East. Me, I might I've gone to college, might have liked to fly planes, but my dad needed help to run the S, lazy H. So I worked there alongside him, put adult use in this place, and I gained appreciation for the line on his face. And when Mom had grown older, and when Dad passed away, it fell to me to look after the S, lazy H. By now my sister, she had married a sharp attorney back east. We didn't see eye to eye, but I did my best to make peace. What did they see when they looked over the fence one fine day? They saw a whole lot of value in the S, lazy H. So after thought and assessment, the court awarded them half, and no calf operation carries that kind of cash. Well, I worked through the numbers, worked them every which way. Yeah, I went through the numbers, oh, and boys, I'm afraid I had to sell 40 sections of the S, lazy H. Sometimes right isn't equal. Sometimes equal's not fair. There will soon be rows of houses on that ridge over there. Many lifetimes of labor will be all but erased. So shed a tear and look skyward. God help the S, lazy ace. Last few years were struggle, but I gave it my best, and I tried to go forward on the land that was left. Well, I have lived with sorrow, and I will die with shame. For now the bank owns what's left of the S, lazy H.
Core Blend live in the Wyoming Sound Studio.
It's a bummer, huh?
And he'll be playing tonight at the Cowboy in Laramie. Corb, what are you listening to lately? Who are you listening to lately?
I jump around a lot. I listen to a lot of my friends in our scene. I like all like Hayes Carl and the Turnpike Troubadours. Those guys are friends of mine. And Todd Snyder a lot. Do you know Todd Snyder stuff? He's funny. And I always go back to the old stuff that I mentioned before, Jerry Reed and Johnny Horton and Waylon and all that stuff, Marty Robbins.
And what are you working on? What's next for you?
We just recorded a short, like a 5 or 6 song EP of kind of obscure cover songs that we like just for the heck of it. And then I'm starting work on a new record. I want to say fall, early winter. I got to write the thing first, but that's the main goal number one when I go home next week is just write. So I got a bunch of stuff on boil. I just got to finish it.
For the EP of covers, did you cover, what sort of things did you cover?
We did These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
That's fun.
And we did the cover of The Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook. And we did I Shall Be Released by Bob Dylan. And we did There Hangs Tonight by Marty Robbins. And we did Outlaw Man by the Eagles, and we did 7 Spanish Angels.
Oh, that's eclectic.
Yeah, we kind of wanted it to be that way, but kind of through our lens, because my band and I have a particular sound, because we've been together for like 17 years or something, so we have a really distinct band sound, so we wanted it to sound like us playing those tunes.
Well, I think we have time for one more.
Okay. How about a brand new one?
Perfect.
It's called Fancy Pickin', which I can't do. Well, everybody likes fancy picking, everybody likes good fried chicken. A lot of people like to read old Chuck Dickens, and man, I like it too. Well, I like Chuck, and I like chicken. I like slimming, I like picking. I like it a lot to see a bucking horse kicking, but baby, I love you. Well, everybody likes fancy picking, everybody likes good fried chicken. A lot of people like to read old Chuck Dickens, and man, I like it too. Well, I like soup, and I like hockey. I like a drink and a fishnet stocking. I like it a lot when your mama stops talking, but baby, I love you. Well, everybody likes fancy picking. Everybody likes good fried chicken. A lot of people like to read old Chuck Dickens, and man, I like it too. A lot of people like to see old Slim Pickens, and man, I like it too. Something like that. That's in development.
In the Wyoming Sound Studio, and he's playing tonight at the Cowboy in Laramie. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, I love it here. I love Wyoming. I love the American West. We have a lot in common with you. I feel more at home here than I do in Eastern Canada, frankly.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Up next is Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, You Are My Flower.